Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. I have someone beating me on the side of my shoulder for no apparent reason. I'm so glad you're listening today. We're having a great show, I think. We'll see. Depends on somebody else.
That's very optimistic.
I can only hold up the show 50%, sometimes more. We pray that today's show is inspirational to you, that's informative, and we pray most of all that it brings glory to our Lord.
Amen.
I am Hans, and that anxious interrupter is our birthday girl.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you get to be a certain age where you say, someone says happy birthday and you go, wah, wah, wah. But I love birthdays because that means I'm getting older. And in my world, in your world, that is an awesome thing. So I do not mind aging. And as long as my body can keep moving and my mind stays as sharp as it can, I'm grateful and I am blessed for another year to serve and to bring glory to God. So thank you for that. And, you know, it's for us, we record on Tuesdays. And so it's a birthday in the middle of the week. But if you're listening to this on Saturday, I am, what, 4 days old, older? I don't know.
Wow. We're going to try math on this show.
Yes.
Really?
No, you're right. Let's try this, though. We have some amazing community events coming up. So I want you all to listen up carefully. We've got this posted up on Facebook and on our websites. We have an amazing aging panel, a panel discussion covering the levels of care, Medicare, and legal questions coming up at Cornerstone Bible Church in Lilburn, Georgia, October 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. It's the first three Mondays. The first three Mondays of October.
You are correct.
Absolutely. If you would like more information about that aging panel and RSVP, we would love to have you. If you are in the Tucker, Lilburn, Decatur, Lawrenceville area,
just keep going.
Yeah, just drive from Roswell. Come on. It's a great event. And you can reach us at seniorprovisions.com. You can also call to RSVP at 888-979-8783, and we will mark you down. We also have a great Medicare update for 2020. All of those folks listening that are of the Medicare age or have parents of the Medicare age, every year there are changes.
There's a different donut.
A different donut every year. They move that donut hole. Every year, everyone should be reevaluating their medication list, making sure you are on the right plan. So, coming October the 17th this month on a Thursday evening at Park Place Senior Center, which is up in the Johns Creek area.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. What did I say?
In the evening.
In the evening.
I thought we might as well be more specific.
Absolutely. Thursday, October 17th. And again, you can RSVP at 888-979-8783. We would love to have you at that Medicare event. That's great information. Spread the word.
Well, we're able to make all these announcements and support all these great causes because of our sponsors. We want to thank the American Parkinson's Association's Georgia chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted partner and resource and support to families dealing with Parkinson's. If your loved one has been recently diagnosed or care at home has become too much for you, call us and we will get you the help you need. Again, that's 888-979-8783.
Absolutely. We love the American Parkinson's Association. Our chapter here in Georgia is very active, and there are support groups everywhere. And we often will come out and do educational talks. I know you have done like adaptive design discussions, how to modify your home as the disease process is progressing. And I think in particular, Parkinson's, all of the diseases are very tough on caregivers, but Parkinson's is particularly difficult because it really is, it affects mobility and the ability to transfer and move. And that is a lot of physical stress on a caregiver.
And there's such a disconnect between what you mentally are able to do and think you can do and physically what you can do. And often the accidents happen because someone is more than sure that they're capable of doing something, and they get themselves in a spot where they fall and get injured.
We like to call that a pickle. They get themselves in a pickle. Our producer's shaking his head at me.
Oh, boy. All right. So I want to move on to our spotlight caregiver question. Comes to us from Brian in East Cobb. My dad is he's a Korean War veteran, and he has not used any of the benefits that he has available to him, and he suffered a stroke and needs help in his home and with transportation. What are the benefits that he can make use of through his veteran status?
Well, that is a great question, Brian, and thank you for reaching out to us. So often with veterans, and we have happened to have a veteran in our family that we also ran into this, that, you know, there's a lot of discussion around the Korean conflict, it being classified as a war, not being classified as a war for a long time. It was a war, and men and women fought and died for our country, and you have earned benefits. And so often, I think veterans, I mean, their whole heart and passion is selflessness. I mean, they're putting their lives, and they're making a commitment to our country and putting their lives on the line for us. Mm-hmm. And so when they come back, some of them are reluctant to use benefits. So first of all, if you're listening and you are a veteran, you have earned, and we want you as a community, as a country, to use the benefits that you have earned. So please contact your local VA office. That's the first step. Every veteran listening, please contact your local VA office. So for Brian, reach out. They're going to ask you some information about your dad's service years, and they may even ask some information about his discharge and when he went in and when he came out. And then you can even take your dad to the VA office, and they're going to run they'll run through all the benefits that he has earned, including help with medication cost. It saved our father-in-law a lot of money. It's also he has access to physicians and specialists. And there are opportunities for veterans to benefit from either discounted or provided transportation. And then the best benefit of all is the aid and attendance benefit. So for that, if a veteran who is an older adult is demonstrating a need for help in the home, they can, with a physician's order and an application, apply for a monthly benefit, a pension, that will help pay for the care of the cost, either at home or at an assisted living. So it's a great benefit. Veterans are around $1,800 to $1,900 a month, which is huge. I mean, that is such a offset of cost. So I would absolutely highly recommend. So it's called aid and attendance. There's some income requirements. There's some asset limitations. But if you go to your VA office, or you can actually reach out to us at seniorprovisions.com, we will send you the information. So, Brian, we have your email, and we will be also emailing you some contacts and some information that we have on that. So great question. Thank you for your service.
Most definitely. And we have a piece of scripture for you. Luke 12:24, consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They do not have a storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. So we just pray for inspiration and for divine leadership and finding these benefits and making use of them wisely.
Absolutely. Well, we have a great guest caller coming up on the other side of the break. We are going to be discussing the often forgotten resource of adult day programs. We have Ann Mancini, president of Peachtree Christian Health Life Enrichment Center, is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all about the benefits of these programs and why they are so underutilized. Thank you. You all have been listening to The Harvest. Keep with us on the other side of the break.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better, some have gone.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
Dad's stroke took us all by surprise, and we didn't realize how bad Mom's memory loss had gotten. We were overwhelmed and confused and couldn't trust the information we found on the internet. We needed someone who understood what we were going through and someone who knew how to help. When the social worker recommended that we contact Senior Provisions, it was an answered prayer.
When you call Senior Provisions, one of our local advisors will personally meet with you and assess your loved one's needs. They'll help you find a trusted provider for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs while protecting your privacy. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the guidance that you have been searching for. Call today. We hope to be your answered prayer. 888-979-TRUE.
Flowers are beautiful, but they become even more so when carried by people who are committed to ending Alzheimer's. At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, hundreds of thousands carry different colored flowers, signifying their connections to the disease. And we walk so that one day, there will be a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you're listening today. We have a great show today. Today we are discussing an underutilized support to caregivers. It's called Adult Day Programming. We are joined by President and Advocate Ann Mancini with Peachtree Christian Health Life Enrichment Center. Ann, thank you so much for being on The Harvest Radio Show. I also understand that you have an assist role with you to help carry forth this conversation.
Well, good morning, Hans. Thank you so very much. Yes, I'm so excited. I do have Sharon Hall with me, and Sharon is the care partner of Rod. Sharon?
Yes, my husband has frontotemporal dementia, which is a young onset dementia, and sometimes quite difficult to find placement both in day centers and in regular placement. And when we found Peachtree Christian, we were very happy to find them.
Mm.
That's awesome. Well, hey, welcome both of you ladies. We are so glad to have you, and we're going to have a great discussion. We titled this show the Forgotten Resource, and it's often because, you know, it's not a new concept, but it's a newer concept to a lot of people. So but my goal and our goal before the end of this broadcast is that it is now the best known resource out there.
Well, that's outstanding, Amy, and we totally believe that as well. We feel that the big focus that we have here at Peachtree Christian Health is for it to be person-centered and, where possible, where our participants, which is the name of the individuals that we serve, where they possibly can also be person-directed. And I know that Sharon can speak to how important that is.
Yeah. Well, I would love, first of all, Anne, I want to talk just briefly about the actual program itself and the vision that got it started. So can you share kind of the foundation of your program?
Oh, would love to. We have an interesting history. We began in the year 2000 as Peachtree Christian Hospice, a nonprofit organization here in Duluth, the same location on 8.6 acres. An 18,000 square foot building. We served over 12,000 patients and their families for 17 years. Mm. And Pruitt Health was our operator at the time. And in 2017, they made a determination that it was no longer a financially sustainable business model. So we unfortunately and so sadly had to close the doors to hospice, but when God closes a door, he opens another.
Absolutely.
And I'm just so thrilled through 18 months of prayer and discernment. Our board of directors and our small team of staff did tremendous due diligence, and we decided after visiting a number of national models for adult day, that this was a good fit for us. It was a perfect transformation for our beautiful facility. And this, so we made a decision that we would undertake a $3.5 million renovation and expansion project, which we completed last spring. And we opened our doors on July the 1st. What's so unique about us is that we really have the best of the best, in terms of various programs and services that we offer here. It's a state-of-the-art facility that just takes into consideration so many of the needs of our participants, whether, you know, they're roamers and they like to just walk, if they can safely do so. They can make 18 laps around the inside of the building very safely, and they've reached a mile, so if they want to clock their mileage, they can do that. We have a number of smaller rooms. We have some larger rooms, and of course, I can get into it a little bit more with the plethora of programs we offer. But we went from 18,000 to 25,000 square feet.
Wow.
So it's definitely one of the bigger adult day life enrichment centers in the state of Georgia.
Well, I know just having taken a tour and been there myself, I am surrounded by scripture on the walls. And I mean, it thrills me. I left yesterday and said to Hans, hey, if this radio and company thing doesn't work out, I'm coming back here and putting my resume in. So it's such a encouraging environment, even just to be a visitor for an hour or so at. I can't imagine getting the pleasure of being able to spend all day with you all. Speaking of scripture, I know that you all are a faith-based organization. Is there a foundational scripture and just a particular scripture that really speaks to your mission and what you all do day in and day out?
Oh, there surely is. And because both in hospice, where we took care of families, and now with our Life Enrichment Center, where we focus the scripture that resonates with us is, be strong, be brave, be fearless. You are never alone. And I say that almost emotionally because with having Sharon here today, that is such a profound and impactful scripture passage for us. Mm. And I know that Sharon can speak firsthand to this passage.
I believe it.
Well, Sharon, I'll bring you on here for a second because I want you to jump in on this with this type of program available. Speak to how you found this program and the impact it's had on you and what it's offering to you and your family.
Well, I had heard that it was going to be opening. I knew someone who was working with them and opening it. And my husband had gone to a day center in the past. It was a shorter day. And the reason that one of the reasons I like Peachtree Christian is because they do have the 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's very important for caregivers. Many caregivers still work, and many have to work because of the cost of dementia.
Yes.
And so it's good that there is a place for them because most day centers are just part day. They're usually from 10 to 3 or 9 to 2, and that sometimes is not convenient for a care partner.
Mm-hmm.
But in care partnering, you always feel alone. I always say in the dementia community that we get diagnosed and adiosed. And that's basically what happens. You're diagnosed and you're told to get your affairs in order and see you in 6 months. And the rest is up to you. So the one thing that people feel, especially with something like what my husband has, frontotemporal dementia, they don't know anything about it. They've never heard of it. They don't know anyone that has it. They go to Alzheimer's, and it's so different. And, you know, there are over 100 causes of dementia, and many people don't even understand that. They just think about Alzheimer's. So you leave an appointment hearing this diagnosis, knowing that it's terminal, knowing that it's going to get worse, and you feel alone. And I think it's very important for care partners to connect. And it's also very important for care partners to have respite and never being alone, knowing that there's someone to care for the person you care about in a human way and accept them for what they are and what their disease is makes you feel less alone. And we are brave and we're strong. Caregivers are brave and strong, sometimes not all the time. I particularly am fearless. Many caregivers are not. Care partners are not fearless. They have a tendency to believe doctors, and doctors don't know much. We really have to connect to those in the community that are just like us.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what God would want us to do, to connect to others who are our people.
Yes.
And I've always felt that here at Peachtree Christian. I've always felt part of the people.
Well, what's really awesome is, you know, this day program that begins at 6:30 and can go till 6:30 at night. It is not a short half day. And often those are what we call a social model that are, you know, 5 to 6 hours. They're still wonderful. But unfortunately, because they're a social and they don't have a element of the medical model. So if you have someone in a medical model, they can stay longer. There's an opportunity for med management. There's an opportunity for, you know, if they need a nebulizer treatment or some kind of service that a nurse can provide throughout the day, a wound dressing change. Even if they are having challenges with toileting, and or maybe they need a shower in the middle of the day. Sometimes often caregiving and having this disease process means that sometimes you get a shower in the middle of the day. They can do all of that, which is wonderful, because I always say there's just a little window for the social model. And then this model that they have at Peachtree Christian Life Enrichment Center, that you all have the much bigger, more expansive model. Is that correct?
That is, Amy, yes, it was very well said. And then that is really an important part that distinguishes us as a life enrichment center is the health aspect of it. Of course, we offer a number of enriching programs, whether it be art, music, horticultural therapy. But what is really important is the person-centered care plan allows us to be able to meet that participant with whatever their needs might be. And also to be able to, we've got a separate room for therapy. So if there's speech, occupational, or physical therapy needs of that participant, we have contracted for specialists to be able to come here. We've got equipment here. And once again, that's a great aid to the care partner. If they would coordinate then with that particular
Absolutely.
Contractor. But you know what? They're able to get that service done.
We're going to come back on the other side of break. And sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to continue to talk with Ann Mancini and Sharon Hill with Peachtree Christian Health Life Enrichment Center. You have been listening to The Harvest.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Hey, this is Hans and Amy with The Harvest Radio Show, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace, airing Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. on Faith Talk.
Join us to hear information on healthy living, life planning, and senior care resources, all resting on the foundation of God's Word. You can find us at seniorprovisions.com or on our Facebook page at Senior Provisions. Call us at 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad you joined us today. We are having a great conversation. We are talking with Ann Mancini and Sharon Hall with Peachtree Christian Health Life Enrichment Center. Thank you all for being on our show.
Oh, thank you so much. We're so pleased to be here.
Okay, so we had a lot of discussion about being person-centered, and we had discussions about social model, medical model, the duration of which you all serve families, being from 6:30 to 6, is unique in this regard, because there's a lot of social model ones that kind of bring in seniors, serve them with activities and enrichment, and because they're not heavily based in a medical model, you know, that time has to be short till they need to transition back to something that provides medical care to them, medications, something along those lines.
Personal care as
personal
well.
Personal care. But you all cover all of that in your program.
So it truly can serve. I mean, Sharon, you've used the term a couple of times here as respite, and it really is a break. I know that families not just need care partners don't just need the time away, but if someone else can handle, you know, one or two of those personal care items throughout the day, those tasks, that's a great relief as well. So I'm so glad that you offer the full spectrum.
Well, one of the things about that is that when you have a shorter day program, a social program, your mind as a care partner is on 24/7, and you need that break. Care partner statistics are staggering in dementia, particularly. 40% of care partners die before their peers, sooner than their peers that care for someone with dementia. And 25% of them die before the person with dementia because of the stress. And that's why it's so important to have respite. And I found that the social model wasn't enough respite for me. I barely got home, was able to do one task, turn around, and go back and get him. So it wasn't enough time for me to decompress. The other thing I like about Peachtree Christian Health is that they do have the health aspect. I look at it as continuing care for me rather than having to look at a memory care center. Right. No one wants to be anywhere but home. It's what everyone wants to do. And you can keep socialized into your groups, your churches, when you are home. And I feel that Peachtree Christian will be able to service my needs all the way to hospice. And I will be able to keep Rod home with me, even through hospice, actually, so that I don't have to have him in a memory care. Not that that's a terrible thing. Some people have to do that for their own health. But, my goal is to keep him home as long as possible, and I feel Peachtree Christian allowed me to do that.
Right. I mean, I think what we're really driving at is that it allows you to be have your personal identity, have your life that is in support of your spouse, and gives you that respite so that you can find that balance between being a wife, being an individual, and having him cared for and watched over and enriched during that time when you're apart.
You're a better care partner when you have respite.
Right. No, I agree. Describe to us what a day in the life of a participant looks like.
Well, for our participants, many of them will come in anywhere between 6:30 and 9:30. We certainly offer them a continental breakfast, a morning snack. But we've got activities throughout the day, so they come in, and part of the person-centered care plan is we know certain participants don't like to do certain activities, and we do not make them do that. I'll have Sharon talk a little bit about some of Rod's interests, but we plan a whole spectrum of activities. We intentionally have ones that in the morning are more geared to those with dementia because we know the afternoons might be more challenging for them. So that's really important, again, that we get to know each of our participants and their medical conditions and to be able to adjust accordingly. Noontime, of course, there's a wonderful meal. We've got a chef, and we listen to our participants in terms of what they like and they don't like. We have activities throughout the day that also include activity kitchens. We've got two beautiful activity kitchens so that the participants can feel like they're at home. Mm-hmm. One of the things I know that I can speak to about Rod is he absolutely loves to make banana bread, and that's one of the things we did last week. And he brought in the mixer. He brought in various accoutrements, told us the recipe that he felt was the best, and he's made it before, and it was really fun. We were able to have everybody involved with that. We also are very community-centered, too. So we intentionally bring the community into our center because we know our center is not like others where participants are able to go on field trips. So we bring in the Gwinnett County YMCA, and they do exercise therapy, the Hudgens Center for the Arts, and they do an art therapy program. So our participants get exposure not only to individuals of different walks of life that they can spend time with during the day, but also people from within the community. But I know that Rod has a lot of really special things that he enjoys here. And Sharon, I know that you probably would like to share that with us.
Yeah, Rod is pretty active, and because of his frontotemporal dementia, and some people don't know anything about it, one of the symptoms of it is disinhibition. So they're oftentimes rejected from other programs because they may say inappropriate things. Mm-hmm. And that has never been a problem here. And Rod likes the fact that they let him do what he wants to do. In the social program, he was in the mix of everyone, and everyone did all activities all at the same time.
Yes, they are pretty structured.
He went with my mother, who was 95 at the time, and he doesn't necessarily want to do what a 95-year-old wants to do. And so he would say no, and in the social program, it wasn't person-centered. So it was group-centered, and what Rod likes here is that it is person-centered. If he wants to go out and tend the plants, that's what he loves to do, then that's what he will do. They even harvested the other day. He harvested some lettuce, and they had it for lunch.
Awesome.
So he is involved in the community, and like Anne said, he loves to make banana bread. They said, come on, make banana bread. And so he did. And he engaged others to help him with mashing the bananas and measuring. And so everyone got involved. And it's a much closer feeling. It's a real family feeling. And he loves coming. My husband is not too geared on going places he doesn't want to go. And
right.
He is always dressed and ready before I am, going, come on, come on, it's time.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
and
that,
I know
for him, if you knew him, that is awesome. And for frontotemporal dementia, that is beyond awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know our listeners are wanting to know kind of a price point and cost of a program like this. We've always have to bring that up. And can you speak to who can cover the cost of this level of care? So can you give our listeners like a range on a daily basis?
Sure. We offer both full day and part day programs. Our part day programs are from 10 to 2. We also recognize that in some cases 10 to 2 doesn't work, and maybe they want an extra hour or two. So that certainly is permissible. The full day program is, and the part day program is based on a level 1 or a level 2 clinical assessment by our registered nurses. And essentially a level 1 is someone who's reasonably independent and can take care of themselves. A level 2 is somebody who clearly needs some additional assistance, particularly with activities of daily living. So for a level 1 full day, it's $85. For a level 2, it's $100 a day.
Okay.
we do require a minimum commitment of 2 days a week. We do that largely because we feel that's what the caregivers need. Yeah. 1 day a week is not enough. They need two. On the half-day program, it's $50 for a level one, and it's $60 for a level two. We also offer therapeutic baths with an incredible medical tub. We've got actually two of them. That's an additional cost, and again, it's based on a level one or a level two at $20 or $40.
And as I understand, so we've got, and we're coming up on break here, and I want to make sure that we get your website out. So VA benefits can pay towards adult day programming as well as long-term care insurance and, of course, private pay resources. Am I missing anything at this point?
No, you're correct, Amy. We need to be in operation a year for Medicaid, but there are waiver programs, including the NOW, that we're pursuing. So within about a year, we'll be able to
accept
additional waiver programs. But yes, that's largely those that
a year
that
will
covered.
Go very fast. So tell us, how can someone interested in your program give us your website and how to contact you all?
Well, our website is www.pchlec.org. Also, just encourage everybody, on Tuesdays we have what's called Open Neighborhood, where care partners and their loved ones can come from 10 to 1. They can take a tour. They can meet the staff. They can participate in an activity and have lunch. So definitely,
awesome.
I want to put that out and encourage everybody to consider coming to that.
Great.
We offer group tours on Tuesdays, and we also offer virtual dementia tours.
Yes.
Third Thursday of the month.
And I'm gonna hold off here, but we will post all of that information up on our website and our social media pages as well. Hey, when we come back, we are going to wrap up our show today with a very special spotlight senior segment. We're actually going to be featuring Mrs. Lee from the program. This is a very special lady who has served our country in many ways, and you will not want to miss this.
There'll be days like this, when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, when everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Welcome back. We are so glad you joined us on the Harvest Program. We had a great discussion today about day programming. We're so thankful to Sharon Hall and Ann Mancini. And we would just want to continue this conversation with a great interview that we had at their center with a Miss Lee.
Yes. So Mrs. Lee is our spotlight senior. And this is our way, this segment is our way to honor a senior that has made great contributions in the community and has an awesome story to tell. So we went out, I had a little field trip, which was nice, and we met the senior, and you will equally be amazed at her history and her contributions. So this is our Spotlight Senior. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Hans and Amy. Right now it's just Amy from the Harvest Radio Show, and I am on a field trip to the Peachtree Christian Life Enrichment Center here in Duluth, and I am joined by a very special lady, Mrs. Leona Weidman. But I understand that you prefer to be called Mrs. Lee. Is that correct?
Well, I'm cold, whether I... Yes, it's fine.
Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you so much for being our Spotlight Senior this week. And I understand you have quite a story to share. Would you mind telling a little bit about your history to our listeners?
I'm 95 years old. I was born in Centralia, Illinois. I was number 9 out of 10 children in that family. We grew up during the world's Great Depression. My father lost his job as a railroad engineer. He couldn't find work and became an alcoholic, and he left my large family behind. My mother, wonderful, found work in the hospital kitchen, and with some help from my older siblings, we managed to survive that horrible time.
Like many in your generation, you all had lots of obstacles and challenges to face, and you face them with great faith. And I understand you're a woman of faith. Is that correct? Is there a particular life scripture that has a lot of meaning for you? Are you a woman of faith?
Yes, I think I am.
This one right here, Matthew 7:12.
This one in particular one?
Yes.
Anyway, that's it.
And what does it say?
It says, do unto others what others would have you do to.
And why is that particularly important? It says, do unto others what you would have them do to you. Has that been a life verse, a way that you've lived your life?
Certainly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. So I wanted to ask you particularly about your military service. Can you tell me a little bit about your military service?
It's rough. But it is something that you don't enjoy, but you experience. And it's difficult, but I did it.
Well, tell our listeners, can you tell us specifically how you served our country?
Well, I guess you definitely, the women took the place the men, that the men had to go up to the front in battle. That's where they were needed, and that's where they wanted. So that's why I really joined the military. I was in high school when World War II began. We were all very patriotic at that time. I couldn't wait until I was old enough to join the military. I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1944. I went through boot camp, just like men at Camp Lejeune. I was posted at Cherry Point Marine Air Base in North Carolina. I left the Marine Corps as a sergeant. I was able to use the GI Bill to go to college. The government backed that. I graduated from St. John's College in Cleveland, Ohio, with a degree in teaching, and I married my fellow Marine and dance partner, Joe Weidman, in 1952.
That is wonderful. And he was a fellow Marine, just like you.
Yes. We had more than one thing in common.
Well, thank you so much for sharing on a sergeant in the Marines and a woman to boot is not the most common story. And when I heard your story, I wanted to make sure we spotlighted you. Well, I have a couple more questions. If you would stay with us in another minute or so.
If I can answer them, I will.
Wonderful. So one of the best questions that I love to ask our Spotlight Seniors is, what would you consider to be, in 95 years, your biggest contribution to others and to the community?
That's difficult. Well, I like to know where I'm needed and being able to take what they're asking for. Nothing beyond my abilities, but if I can do it, I'll do it.
Well, that's wonderful. And I bet you contributed quite a few lives teaching. You taught for many, many years. Do you have any fond memories of teaching?
Hundreds, thousands. A lot of memories, good and bad.
And I understand you have a particular fun story about a dance-off. Can you tell us about your dance-off?
Our town of Hamburg, New York, was celebrating 150 years. And part of the celebration included a dance-off. And people were being limited in it till it was just my husband and an elderly couple who the judges didn't have the hearts to tap out. Joe and I noticed what was happening, and we danced ourselves off the dance floor so the elderly couple could win the dance.
What a sweet story. I love that.
That was the only thing to do. I could live with myself if I didn't.
So right here, my last question for you is, what advice can you give to the next generation?
Oh, let me see. There are a lot of things. Always do your best. Always help when others and it's possible. Well, I guess that's it.
And I think there's one here about keeping a smile on your face.
That's important.
Why is that important?
It's your first thought or comment of anybody is their face. And if the smile's there, you've got one on yours, too.
It's contagious.
That's a good word for it.
It's contagious. Well, anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
I don't know. Is there? I regret very little that has happened to me or anything. I've always done my best. I've always tried to help elders, and I've had a good life.
Well, praise God for that. And I just want to thank you for being our Spotlight Senior. Mrs. Leona Weidman, Mrs. Lee, has joined us today. And you are lovely, and you have such wisdom, and we are so thankful for you.
Thankful to you for this opportunity. And, just that. Thank you. A big thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you, Lord, so much for the life that you have walked with Mrs. Lee, the life and the service that she's provided. I can't even imagine how many children that she has taught over the years. I can't imagine the support that she gave to fellow Marines during such a scary time, and to not just support our military and our country from home, but to raise your hand and just say, count me in, I'm going to fight too. And we are so thankful and grateful for her life, for all the other lives of other Marines and military, and for her generation that never complained, but just stood up and got to work. And we are thankful, and we are blessed, and we are a blessed generation because of them. And we are blessed, Father, that your goodness just goes on generation to generation. We're thankful for her entire family. I know that they adore and love her, and it's our prayer that her days would just be filled of great joy and fun and laughter and reminiscing. And we just love you, and we thank you, and we pray all of this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. What a great story. Oh, my goodness. I had so much fun interviewing her. And I would love, and Hans and I both would love to spotlight a senior that you know in your life, in your community. Just reach out to us at seniorprovisions@gmail.com, or you can go to seniorprovisions.com. 888-979-8783. All three ways you can find us. And email us, call us, let us know about a senior in your life that you would like to spotlight.
And We're able to do this because of great financial support by our partners. We want to thank Thrivent Financial for supporting the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And to contact them, you can reach them at 404-U-THRIVE. That's 404-U-THRIVE. And we are so grateful for Miss Lee.
She was awesome. And we are going to close with our foundational scripture from Philippians 4:19, that our God will provide for all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater provision than Jesus himself. We love you, and we hope and pray that you all have a wonderful week.